And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. About 5 years ago and a couple of weeks, when I did my first demo show, we asked a very important question, which we're going to dive into today. The first question we asked on that demo show is our first DDD. Is this whole Christian walk a divine experiment? The second thing we asked is, can God like us? Not just love us, but like us. The third thing we asked is, what is Christianity? And in this hour, we'll close it out with, it is who you know.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events probably won't be at the head of things. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities will be at the head of things. And oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise, any topic, by the way, is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Ask any executive in Salem. They will tell you right now. That's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
You know there's nothing I won't do.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In its latest momentous policy shift, the Boy Scouts of America will admit girls into the Cub Scouts starting next year and establish a new program for older girls based on the Boy Scout curriculum that enables them to aspire to the coveted Eagle Scout rank. But Peter Sprigg of the Family Research Council tells SRN News this takes away the whole purpose of having a Boy Scouts if you're going to have girls join. And he says there are fundamental differences between the two.
Physically and in terms of their social and emotional development. And that's a reason why we have always had, particularly in childhood, some activities that are separate for boys and girls.
Boy Scout leader said the change was needed to provide more options for parents. On Wall Street, the Dow by 42 points, the NASDAQ rose 16, the S&P advanced 5, oil up to $51.26 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
In the 1920s, two men joined the faculty of Oxford University. They became great friends and famous authors. Known as Jack and Tollers to their contemporaries, they were C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. You're invited to experience the stage play based on their last encounter of wardrobes and rings and other things with Tolkien and Lewis on Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. A theatrical performance by British actors David Payne and Mark Whitmore. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com. In Wardrobes and Rings, we join Jack and Tollers as they knew each other at Oxford's historic Eagle and Child Pub for one last visit, tempered by thawing humor, confession, and reconciliation. Join us for Of Wardrobes and Rings and Other Things with Tolkien and Lewis on Saturday, October 21st at City View Church. Remarkable lives, memorable theater. Tickets are on sale now at kprz.com. Of Wardrobes and Rings is sponsored by CAPS Pregnancy Clinics and City View Church.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
You've heard about Ecola's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want. And your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection. And if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue. And we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to get ready to get into our small little teaching. I do want to make a comment. Agent Squires and I were talking in the off booth, which means we were just talking while we were not on the air, and we just brought up the Boys and Girls Scouts of America. Because you have the Boy Scouts of America, and now Boy Scouts are going to let girls in the Boy Scouts, even though there's the Girl Scouts, and it's super easy, ready? It's super easy. I'm going to help you right now. I'm going to really solve this right now. That's entirely stupid. Okay, there we go. I just want to make sure you know exactly where we're at. You can't get dumber than this. I think a rock has more intelligence. I mean, a rock, a stone, a pebble. What do you think?
Don't say you can't get dumber
than
this.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, I mean, they've got the bathroom thing going on. Ridiculous. 0.1%. And for that, we're changing plumbing. Are you kidding? It's just absurdity. Well, we feel prejudiced against. Well, guess what? Right now, the group that's the most prejudiced against in the country are Christians. So you see, it's a never-ending cycle. Whatever group is feeling oppressed, after that's over, another group will feel oppressed. Another group will feel oppressed. Well, now it's Christians. And as Christians, we want separation in the bathroom. Now how are you going to accommodate? It's such circular reasoning. You know what's funny about political correctness? It's completely confusing. And I only know of one author of confusion. Bam! Wow, Dave, pull out the daggers. Don't get me going or I'll pull out the bazooka. Then you're really going to be sorry. All right. Let's ask the question that we asked on September 22nd in 2011? 11? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yep. On September 22nd at 6 p.m. on KPRZ Live, we did our first kind of demo show, and we asked this question to start the entire thing off with. I mean, the first 10 minutes was me blathering, blah, 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 blah. Now I just do that for 5 minutes. We asked this question. Is this whole thing just a big divine experiment? After all, Many people think that. What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Uh-oh. We should have like a Jeopardy thing. Do you want to do a sing it? Or what do you got?
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, let's not use that. I get it. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity, to fellowship with God. There it is. You think, oh, no, God was trying to prove a point. No. Man made a decision to rebel against God. But God's intent was to fellowship with man. That was it. There's nothing more. You're trying to make it something it's not. Well, in the big theological circles of... Okay, in the big theological circles of nothing, God wanted to hang out with people. He wanted to fellowship with people. Unfortunately, in the garden, we had this thing called oops. Oops is this. Genesis 3:10-12. He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid. Uh-oh. Because I was naked, so I hid. Three things that Adam said. I was afraid. Well, fear had not entered into the realm yet. I was naked. There was no knowledge of nakedness because everything was pure. And I hid, ducked for cover, because I was in the wrong. After he said that, God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Why did God ask that? Did God not know? Of course he knew. He was making man identify his own sin. Confess it. The man said, the woman you put here, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it. And then when God talked to Eve, remember what Eve said? Snake made me do it. And you think of Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it, right? It's like, you know. Who wants to take responsibility for anything? Nobody. That's part of the problem of the garden, is that nobody wants to take responsibility for anything. And the bad news is in the garden, it was all Sin City. And we lost it. And you're thinking, well, I never would have done that. You were in the loins of Adam, about to be in the womb of Eve. It is you. You just don't get it. I talked to somebody today in Salem. A great, great operations manager, by the way, has that same kind of position, but he's in a different city. But the only reason I talked to him is because he knew my brother and sent me an email saying, hey, I just want to say hi, you know, I know your brother. I called him up. You know what he said? He said, if I had not seen your name on the ID, I would have thought it was your brother. Why? Because there's a lot of similarity between all of us in families. Well, guess what? You were in, Adam. When it took place, you are responsible. It is your great, 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 great granddad that did that. And we sinned and we blew it and it's over. But that's where the gospel comes in. The good news that through Jesus, this sin is in the bin. We don't have to worry about this being an experiment. It's about fellowship with God, and then we lost it and God helped us get it back. I'm going to explain this to you in about 3 minutes. You're going to hear a theory you have not heard for quite some time. Ready? It's called the lawsuit theory. Ready? This is exciting. I love this. I love stuff like this. So here's the deal. God said, if you sin, you have to die. That's the rule, right? Don't eat this. You do that. That you're going to die. You're going to die, right? So mankind has sinned. And what has happened to mankind? Every man has died. Now, what happened to Jesus? Watch this. Jesus didn't sin, right? He didn't sin, but he still died. So he got hosed. He was not supposed to die. He didn't sin, so he shouldn't have died. You getting this? I want you to make sure you get this. So mankind sins, they're supposed to die. Jesus didn't sin, and he still died. So he got the raw end of the deal. So you know what he did? He sued. And he said, everybody that believes in me gets my righteous life. And everybody that acknowledges me gets my righteousness put on them. And that's what he sued for, and he won. That's the gospel in a lawsuit. See, Jesus says, well, now wait, I died, but I wasn't supposed to die, so there's a wrong, there's an injustice here, so I'm suing. It's like, God the Father's going, what are you suing for? And there's the devil going, now wait a second, and Jesus is going, well, everybody believes in me, they should have what I should have had. Which was not, you know, not dying. They should get that eternal righteousness. And the devil's going, now wait just a second. And then the father slams down the gavel and goes, case closed, awarded. All who have faith in Jesus Christ, they get the righteousness of Christ. That's the lawsuit theory of the gospel. Do you think that's bad? It's not as bad as you think. The gospel is extremely judicial because God is a righteous judge. But Jesus died unjustly. And that wrong had to be righted. Remember, you only die if you sin. And he didn't sin. Oh, he sued. You're part of the award. That's what's so fantastic about God. But don't miss what the purpose is. God's not doing this petri dish thing. God's not up there going with little electrodes going, I'm going to create Frankenstein. The Lord wants to fellowship with us. We blew it. He made it so we could. That's the purpose of creation. All the theology in the world can't change that. What was lost in the garden was restored by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back. Stop that boy,
don't let him go. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I was kind of at wit's end.
I like to go one way, he likes to go another way.
Maybe now is the time to invest in your marriage.
I thought I was doing everything that I could do.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Immediate practical help for today.
This conference gives you a chance to be transparent.
It sparked a habit of deeper communication in our marriage.
And hope for tomorrow.
The biggest thing is that it can bring hope in a marriage.
It touched on subjects we had not even talked about.
It's been the jumping off point for hundreds of conversations.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Invest and get help.
Because
we all need help.
Ready to invest in your marriage? Visit weekendtoremember.com.
The investment that you make would be invaluable.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you need bone support? Do you need immune support? Now you can get both with D3 Gold from Quantum Nutrition Labs. Natural vitamin D3, 1,000 milligrams per drop, all for $10.95. Support your bones and immune system when you need it most. Try D3 Gold and see the results for yourself. For a limited time, buy one bottle at $10.95 and get the second 50% off. Call now, 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Listen to Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Saturdays from 11 to noon, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Welcome to those people who are listening from Texas and from Virginia. You're welcome to listen as well. We hope you enjoy the show. Here is what we got going. We've been talking about whether or not Christianity is a divine experiment. It's not. Christianity has got nothing to do with God being up there going,
gee, I want to have fun by doing experiment on people's lives and see what they do.
That's not what's going on here. God wanted fellowship with mankind. Mankind blew it by sin. God brought redemption from that sin through the gospel, the good news that through Jesus Christ we can have a restoration of what was lost in the garden. And I heard a couple of theories by very prominent ministers about what will happen in the garden. Nobody knows when we're all said and done. That's not something that was revealed. But what we do know is that there was a fellowship intent. Now, we're all understanding, all on the same page. Very few people who are Christians would disagree with this particular statement. If you're not a Christian, you're an agnostic or an atheist, you can understand where this is coming from in its explanation. But, you know, from the Christian point of view, God loves us. You know, we look at John 3:16, not complex. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. If you had only one child, and then you sacrificed that child, I mean, that's the intent here that we're talking. Gave his one and only son that whoever believes, B-E-L-I-E-V-E-S, for perfect present tense, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life, which means you don't get to believe, stick it in your back pocket, and walk around the rest of your life. You have to have a constant belief. A one-time belief in one moment that does not express over a lifetime is not a belief. It's a believed. It needs to be a believes. Okay? And we all, as Christians, strongly affirm the word of God and strongly affirm that there is a love that God has for us. But the problem we have is thinking this, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, thinking that God actually likes us. Now, does God like our sin? No. Does somebody need that to be defended? Ridiculous. But God likes you. You know how you do have a uniqueness to you? You know, right? You do understand you have some uniqueness. Now, that uniqueness does not entitle you to salvation, but it does identify God's participation in your creation. Did you get that? In other words, your uniqueness does not entitle you to salvation, but it does demonstrate God's participation in your creation. God gave you all the DNA combos you have. God gave your parents theirs and their parents theirs and their parents theirs all the way back to Adam and Eve, which, by the way, in the DNA segment of society now and scientists, they believe that all humanity came from one man and one woman. Really? Who knew? Right? Who would have thought that would have happened? I say we call them Adam and Eve and see what happens. Anyhow, the idea that God doesn't like you means that God made all these combos in you and created you in all these ways with all these personality quirks and all these physical elements. pluses or minuses depending on how the world looks at things. And then you're saying what God did is he made you, but he doesn't like what he made. Really? He doesn't like what he made? Then why does he want to spend eternity with you?
Well, because he has to. He's God.
See that theology right there? That's dumb. That's bad. God spends eternity with you because he wants to. He desires to. I mean, Jesus didn't become a man to redeem us because he had to. He chose to. He chose to lay down his life. It was a decision. No, he had to do it. No, he didn't. And there was more than one occasion where, you know, where the Lord wiped out the planet and restarted. It's not like he couldn't have done it. He just decided to redeem us. Now, I want you to catch this. This is important to grasp. This is part of this argument. And then I'm going to use the Billy Graham story, which is a better story than I've ever told. But I'm going to take it from Billy Graham because he said we could. So I'm going to. Philippians 4:2-4:11. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others as well. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. And every tongue acknowledged that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He likes us so much. I want you to get this. He became one of us. Do you know how much he likes us? He became one of us. It's like, what? So let me use the Billy Graham story. Not my story. It's his story. I doubt that it's true, but it's a great illustration. A father and a son were walking along the road, and they came across an anthill. Somebody had stepped on the anthill, and there were ants going in all different directions. Some were dead. Some were going in circles. Some were didn't know what they were doing. Some were okay in general. But they were all confused because of what had taken place. The father turned to the son and said, "Son, how can you help the ants?" And the son said, "I don't know, Dad, how?" And the father said, "By becoming an ant, you can go down and help them." That's what Jesus did. That's how he did it. Yeah, it's a better story I could ever tell. But it's a great truth that Jesus became one of us. Not because he doesn't like us, but because he does like us. No, you're not perfect. Yeah, you're not as good looking as you think. But he likes you. Would you just answer this? Would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? I can't even spend an evening with somebody I don't like, let alone eternity. But God likes you. A lot of judicial stuff to be taken care of, which is what redemption is all about. But he likes you. He likes that combo he made in you. He likes the uniqueness that you have. He desires to be with you and me. He became one of us to communicate to us. And it's like there's this mindset. It's like, well, we're all worthless, this, that, whatever. Well, you and I are worthless apart from God. But once we enter into that covenant with him, the blood of Jesus Christ is the price that is paid for us. Now, what's the value of the blood of Jesus Christ? Because that's what was paid for you. How much is the blood of Jesus Christ worth? What's it worth? What is the blood of Jesus worth? Because that's the amount that God paid for you. That's how much he loves you, and that's how much he likes you. You know what? That's a lot. That's more than all the gold in all the hills and in all the caves all over the world. The blood of Jesus Christ, more precious than any gold and silver, is what God paid for you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Senator Bernie Sanders has recently introduced Medicare for All legislation, which would enroll all Americans into the nation's Medicare program within 4 years. Senator Sanders argues that his proposal would create a system that, quote, works not just for millionaires and billionaires, but for all of us, end quote. As Democrats and other policymakers debate the merits of Senator Sanders' proposal, here are a few important observations about international systems that they ought to consider. First, a vanishingly small number of countries actually have single-payer systems. In fact, almost all feature some role for private sector insurance companies and providers. Second, single-payer countries have also failed to control rising health care costs. This is important, given that Sanders' proposal was released without a cost estimate or financing plan. Third, it's simply untrue that single-payer systems produce a better quality of care across the board. All Americans should bear one important precept in mind. If the Sanders plan sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I'm Lonnie Chen.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH, and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got to ask Agent Squires. He just said something to me, and I got to think about it. If they use some of those voice-activated things, if somebody says KPRZ, does that pick it up, or do they have to go, you know, focused on the fan? How does that work for KPRZ? Just out of curiosity, is that on there yet?
I think if you say K-Praise, they'll find
K-Praise?
The station.
Okay.
You know, if you put a quarter in it, they'll find the David Spoon Show.
Just a quarter?
Dude, you got to work on raising your rates.
Wow. My rates are very reasonable. I don't get to set them. you know, that's a mantra. I could say that in 14 different languages.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go back to talking about Christianity, because we're going to give a definition of Christianity. What we talked about in the very beginning of this hour was to understand why God created humanity. There's too many people that think God created humanity because he was bored. Yeah, got to have some kind of show going. The problem with boredom is it has to do with nothing to do with your time, and God created time for the sake of humanity, so boredom doesn't really become an issue. The divine experiment's just sadistic. Let's just move on. God wanted to fellowship with mankind, although man, true to our form, can take a very simple thing and make it very complex.
Where's the restaurant? I can find it. Don't stop for directions. I can get it. Really.
See, now you can pull that off with the smartphones, but, you know, 20 years ago, forget it. So Jesus Christ came to help us for that which was lost in the garden. So I want to give a definition, a working definition. I don't give this very often in these grand scales, but I want to give you a working definition for Christianity. Here is the question, and then I'm going to actually give an answer. What is Christianity? Ready? Ooh. Because there's people out there going, it's a religion that... You just wait. I'll get to that in a second. Christianity is a living relationship. Did you hear that? A living relationship with the living God, who is the Father. That's in parentheses. Made possible by the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's what Christianity is. Now, I know there's some big ministries going, well, it's not just about relationships because it's, you know, it's about the purpose of advancing the gospel. I will explain one more time that Jesus at his baptism had God the Father say, this is my son with whom I am well pleased. And it wasn't just because he got water on his head. It was because he had spent his human life in connection with the Father. Right relationship begets right ministry. It's how it kind of works. Even the guy in the tombs got it right with Jesus and then was released to go tell people about Jesus. That's the starting point. It's a living relationship with a living God made possible by the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Christianity, ready? Is the restoration of the original purpose of the creation of mankind. That which was lost in the garden is found again because of the redeeming work of Jesus. You can come up with all the garbage you want to. And I'm the guy that's in the master's program that's giving, I wrote a nasty post the other day, and I just told them, you know, I'm sick of this, you know, placating everybody, get along, everybody act like all the religions of the world are part truth as well. And it's like, no, they're not. God spent quite a bit of time in the Old and New Testament talking about false gods and false religions. To say every religion is a light of God is just unbiblically sound, period. There's nothing else. If other religions aren't the false religions and aren't about the false gods, then what is? It's like, that's so stupid. Anyway, here is a definition for religion. A specific fundamental set of beliefs and practices generally agreed upon by a number of persons. What? A specific fundamental set of beliefs and practices generally agreed upon by a number of persons. Hey, Christianity could be a one-off. It could be one person and nobody else, as long as they're connected to Jesus. You don't need a group of people. When they try to make Christianity a religion, religion is a set of rules established by people. Well, Christianity is not that.
Oh, no, Dave. Look at the Catholic Church. Now, Dave, look at the Methodist Church, look at the Presbyterian Church, look at the Baptist Church, look at the Pentecostal Church.
Yeah, in those groups, there are people that are very religious. But in those same groups are people that are passionate, they're devoted to a connection to Jesus Christ. That's the Christianity. It's not the building. It's not the set of bylaws. It's not this. It's not that. It's that connection to Jesus. That's what it is. No, Dave, because it's just a religion. Only in the world's eyes is Christianity a religion. That's the ultimate irony. When Christians say that Christianity is a religion, they are looking at Christianity from the world's point of view. Well, that's pretty insulting to God. Because religion is rules and traditions. I have a word for religion that's connected to Christianity. Ready? It's called churchianity. What's churchianity? It's the church stuff without Christ. That's the whole point. Well, that anybody who's doing the Christian thing without Jesus, you're right. That's a religion. Okay. Well, what else is it? If Christianity is not religion, then what else isn't it? Well, it's not illogical, like we were talking about. It takes more confidence to believe that everything spun out of nothing to become something, which, by the way, in a philosophical matter, is absolutely impossible. It is impossible, philosophically. Watch what I'm going to say. It's going to people hate this. It's impossible for nothing to produce something. Physics would not allow it. I've had this argument with PhD people. You can't have something out of nothing. By definition, it would not work. It's absurd. No, it's much more logical to believe that over time, two tadpoles got together. They became frogs, which became frog walkers. By the way, they had sexual parts that could connect, that could create a third entity. Oh, and by the way, this had to happen 100,000 times with 100,000 different species. Really? That takes 10 times more faith to believe that insanity. What else isn't Christianity? Well, it's not a fad. It's not a club. Do you ever see Saturday Night Live when Eddie Murphy does that whole skit? We're on to you. And there's the secret handshake. And there's special discounts for people that are, so, you know, we don't go into stores and go, here, I'm flashing the Jesus sign. Give me the Christian discount. That does not exist. It's just nowhere. It's only in the world's eyes. How about this? Karl Marx said that religion is the opiate of the nations. It's the opiate of the world. Well, that's true, I guess, for some religions. If you're a Christian, guess what? You have to die to follow God. How is that an opiate? I'm going to get high now by dying to myself and denying everything. I'm going to give things away, and I'm going to see things by... It's like the last thing Christianity is a crutch. Because it takes more courage and more faith to stand up and say, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. I believe that God created the universe, and I believe the dude can write a book. It takes more courage to say that than anything else on this planet today. You think, oh, no, people that talk about race, they're the courageous ones. People that always see race in everything are the racists. Don't you know that? A racist is a person who sees everything in race. Christians have to see everything through the eyes of Jesus, who is willing to lay down his life for the advancement of the gospel. Not much of a crutch, is it? Not much of an opiate, is it? That's not even a glass of wine, folks. That's just tough. You want to live as a Christian? Yeah, you got to die. Congratulations. Welcome to the club. And oh, by the way, when you do become a member of this particular club, which we acknowledge, you get the worst enemy possible who hates everything about you from the second you say yes. Isn't that fantastic? Come on aboard. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the hidden key of Christianity, something really simple and really dumb that we really miss often, and I don't want to miss it, and I hope you don't either. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
BRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. We have announced before, and we'll announce a few more times, that November 3rd will be our last show. Our last show in San Diego will be November 3rd. So I had our very own robo-producer come in and say, you know, originally when you first started the show in the first week, you said you had a 25-year contract. You've been here 5 years. I said, I'm shorting the contract by 20 years. Yeah, I'm not spending 20 years away from my grandkids and my kids. It's just not happening. Can't do it anymore. I got to be closer. Can't have my Addy bug going, where's Grandpa? Grandpa's right here, kid. I want to make sure that happens. Okay, for those that are looking for past shows, the podcasts are up on kprz.com under, I think it's under the local hosts. And then also davidspoon.com, there's a link there that says podcasts you can access. We're also on Stitcher, by the way, plus a few other places I don't even know. They're just like all over. That's cool. Here is what we've been talking about, and here is the tough wind down. We've been talking about what's it all about, the divine experiment, no, but the fact that God wants to fellowship with us, he wants to spend eternity with us, he likes us, he even became one of us. We talked about the definition of Christianity having to do with a living relationship with the living God, made possible through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And we also discussed what Christianity isn't. It's not a religion. It's not illogical. The odds of evolution are much worse than they are for creation. It's incredible. It's not a fad or a club or a secret handshake, and it's not a crutch or an opiate, because to live, you have to die. And we are the most persecuted people. The Christians and the Jews are the most persecuted people on the planet. Nobody seems to talk about that very much because everybody else seems to be in the limelight. So let's get down to the bottom line. Philippians 3, 7 through 9, whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things and consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. That's the bottom line. Everything else is garbage compared to knowing Jesus. That's what Paul said. It's not, you know what? It's not just that Paul said that. It's that if you're a Christian and you've spent time with God, you know that. But there's one different element or twist I want to throw in here. A few years back, I was reading John 14, and I came across this passage, and it convicted me. Not, oh, I'm going to go tell people about it. It made me realize, man, I got to watch myself. I want you to hear this exchange between Jesus and Philip, because you know what? If you're a Christian, you need to hear this right now. This is Thomas initially talking to Jesus, then Philip. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are or where you're going, so how do we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you'll know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? That is the one thing you really don't want Jesus saying to you. I don't want him saying it to me, although I'd like him to say it to me if it's true. Don't you know me, David, even after I've been among you such a long time? Don't you know me, Frank? Even though I've been among you such a long time. You see, you can be in the faith, and Jesus can be among the group, but you might not know him. Because there's a difference in knowing Jesus and in knowing of Jesus. If you know of Jesus, I want to congratulate you. Satan knows of Jesus. But knowing Jesus is different. Not a genius here, but how do you get to know somebody?
Oh, I read about them. Sure.
You really know somebody by reading about them. That's so false, it's unbelievable. You know how you get to know somebody? You spend time with them. You know what people say about radio hosts? Not me. I'm talking about famous radio hosts. Boy, when I met them, they were nothing like what I thought. That's right, because when you meet them and there's personal interaction and you engage and you exchange and you find out they're human, it's nothing like what you thought. Or if you meet your football hero or this person or this person, or if you meet somebody who's a spiritual giant, if you meet, you know, Jim Daly, just the nicest guy, salt of the earth. He'd be the guy that pull over and help you fix your flag. You'd never think of, just regular, but you know what? You don't get to know unless you spend time with him. Well, guess what? Knowing of Jesus is impressive, but doesn't save you. Knowing Jesus saves you. You got to kind of challenge yourself. I can't do this. It's up to the Holy Spirit. It's not my job. But when Jesus said to Philip, don't you know me? Even though I've been among you such a long time. It's like, look how long the Lord has walked with you and how much he's given you. Don't you know him yet? Well, you can only know him by spending time with him. And knowing of Jesus is super duper impressive if you want to go to hell. Knowing Jesus, that's completely different. I think the way you know him is you spend time with him in prayer. And you commune with him. And you talk to him. And you listen to him. And what he had to say in his word and what he has to say to you through the Holy Spirit. That, my friends, that is what it's all about. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.